3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is 100 degrees. But you know, it's a really wet, humid kind of a heat. Ugh. It's like being in your shower. And then getting out of the shower and getting right back in the shower. But now you're dressed. It's a very bizarre situation. We all figured that out, right? We've got this for a couple of days, just a heads up. We'll again be right around that 100-degree mark tomorrow. There's some rain on the way, though, which should break this up just a little bit. We've got some great folks that are dropping by this afternoon. It's Tuesday, so, of course, my buddy Craig Peterson will be here. We talk about tech. We talk about staying safe on the interwebs and all that good stuff. And, well, today I will complain to Craig that my computer is still looking for its boots. And see what his advice and suggestions might be. Congressman John McGuire is going to be here. My friends Tom Leonard and TJ Leonard are dropping by. John McGuire obviously is going to be talking about peace through strength, all of the great things that President Trump is bringing to the world, literally, as we speak. And coming up, is it next week? Thereabouts, right? Independence Day? I know the date is July the 4th. You know, Jeff, nobody else has July the 4th. Everybody else has July the 4th. Well, 4th of July they don't have. Yeah, they do. Everybody's got 4th of July if they have a calendar. What we celebrate is Independence Day, or as I like to call it, Brexit version 1.0. And this year, I kind of like to refer to it as the original No Kings effort. You know what I mean? Congratulations to Rodney Scott. Rodney has been on this program a number of times. He was the chief of the United States Border Patrol. Remember this? And he retired rather than go along with the Joe Biden team fiasco. The ultimate thing for him was when the team that was controlling Joe Biden's auto pen directed him to stop using the legal term illegal alien and use this new term they came up with called undocumented immigrant. And Rodney Scott, who was a career Border Patrol agent, said, look, you know what, I have to paraphrase. Let me quote. Quote, the U.S. Border Patrol is and must remain an apolitical federal law enforcement agency. Despite every attempt by Border Patrol leadership to ensure that all official messaging remain consistent with law, fact, and evidence, there is no doubt that the reputation of the Border Patrol has suffered because of the many outside voices. Mandating the use of terms which are inconsistent with law has the potential to further erode public trust in our government institutions. Rodney Scott, then the chief of the United States Border Patrol, retired. Now, he has remained a very, very powerful voice. He's been with us any number of times. I got to spend some time with him, actually, up in D.C. a few years back. Really cool dude. And, Germ, I have texted him, although given that he has just been sworn in as the brand new commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, which is the biggest law enforcement agency in America, 65,000 employees. I don't know that he'll be getting back to me, but if he does, we'll certainly get him back on the program. So that's kind of, it's kind of neat to see that happen as President Trump bringing peace through the world, but also putting the right people into the right jobs in the administration. It continues. Quick reminder about our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Our very own local version of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one Jennifer McClellan, is apparently all about trashing Trump. Hang on a second. I've got my shocked face around here somewhere. No, I do. Stop it. Jennifer McClellan parroting each and every one of the insane, ridiculous left-wing talking points. you can't find your shocked face either, huh? Well, it's probably around here somewhere. I mean, it's like she's never done that before. This is brand new and earth-shattering and yeah, you're right. It's exactly the same crap that we have heard from her the entire time that she has been in Congress. There's nothing new there. There's nothing new there. And it would not matter if President Trump cured cancer, Jennifer McClellan would find a way to trash it. You know that, and I know that. So, there you go. All right, lots of other great stuff we're going to deal with. Quick reminder, James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me tell you about a few other things that I just feel compelled to mention. There's a ceasefire, and the ceasefire is holding. Wow. Between Israel and Iran. There is exactly no other human being who could get this done except for President Trump. I look at some of the things he's been able to do, and again, I'm a lot like the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. I'm thinking, man, there's nobody else that could do this. In fact, we have heard for what? The better part of 20 years, every U.S. president, every U.S. president saying, we're going to bring peace and we're going to and none of, and we're going to make sure that Iran never has a nuclear weapon. Hell, even Barack Obama said that he wanted to be sure Iran never got a nuclear weapon. And then he did everything possible to enable and embolden the outrageous Iranian regime. So, yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm really, really happy. Now, this ceasefire, by the way, it's kind of funny. Well, all right, let me phrase that. Funny's not the right word. No, let me pull that one back in because there were some civilian deaths. So that's not funny. No, I apologize for the choice of the word funny. It's interesting to see both Israel and Iran said, okay, we are on board with the ceasefire, but we've already got a few things that, you know, we were already doing. So we just want to wrap those up, okay? And in fact, if you look at the ceasefire announcement, the ceasefire announcement from President Trump on Truth Social, he did say that both Iran and Israel were going to wrap things up. It's a couple of hours. There's like local time issues or something. But each of them had, well, they had a whole slew of bombs and missiles they decided they still had to deliver. President Trump was none too happy with that, however. Germ, have you done the appropriate bleeping and editing of the bleeps and all?
Who says that Iran violated the peace agreement and the ceasefire agreement? Do you believe that Iran is still committed to the peace?
Yeah, I do. They violated it, but Israel violated it, too. Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I've never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
I'm waiting for the Trump apology on that. There will be none. Of course there will not be one because there doesn't need to be one. Boy, did he just call them both out? Good for him, though. Good for him. But now it would appear as if it's okay. Things are where they need to be, where they're supposed to be, and that ceasefire is holding. All the while, the leftists who pre-recorded a whole slew of shows decrying how the ceasefire that is in place now, that such a thing could never happen, and Trump, you know, was starting another war, and we're all headed to war. In fact, you know, folks like Jennifer McClellan, who said exactly those sorts of things, right? Well, there's going to be a huge war now. The 12-day war. That's pretty damn fast. Not quite the 6-day war that the Israelis were able to do back in the late 60s, but even as the Democrats in the House are angling over and over again to impeach President Trump, I'm telling you, President Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. And here's something I was looking at earlier. Do you know Pakistan? Pakistan has nominated President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. Will he get it? I seriously doubt it. But it would be really cool if he did get it, don't you think? That'd be really cool. I said, geez, I didn't mean to say funny. I kind of, well, there was a basketball lady who sort of backpedaled on something, but it wasn't like what I said. But I'll tell you what, in a couple of moments, we're going to listen to it. Now, it happened at a WNBA game, which means none of us are aware of it because nobody watches. But I'll let you hear it in just a moment. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.